Now, it's over to the news desk with Lena Valverde and Charles McKelvey. But first, let's take a look at today's headlines.
Cuba denounces U.S. efforts to force Latin American countries to change vote on the U.N. blockade resolution.
Sao Paulo Forum Working Group meets in Havana.
Bolivian president calls for a non-political technical report on election ballot audit.
And Iranians protest on 40th anniversary of U.S. embassy takeover.
And now for the news in detail.
Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez denounced Monday that U.S. authorities are using extreme pressure tactics and blackmail in their quest to bring a change in the usually overwhelmingly favorable vote in the U.N. General Assembly of the Cuban-sponsored resolution on the need to end the U.S. blockade of the island. Far from heeding the repeated call by the overwhelming majority of the international community to cease this policy, the United States is carrying out a new maneuver to try to justify its continuity, he told media correspondents at the United Nations. According to Rodriguez, the pressures have been concentrated primarily in Latin American countries. He reported that in late October, the embassies of four Latin American nations were summoned to Washington by the State Department to obtain their vote against the draft resolution. Cuba's foreign minister added that such meetings supplement direct efforts by U.S. embassies in the capitals of six Latin American countries to exert pressure to obtain the same goal. The top Cuban diplomat rejected the crude way in which the Trump administration uses arm-twisting and blackmail in the fulfillment of its foreign policy objectives.
Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel attended on Monday the meeting of the Sao Paulo Forum Working Group held at Havana's Convention Center. The forum endeavors to build consensus and coordinate action by progressive movements in Latin America and the Caribbean. During his speech to participants at the meeting, Díaz-Canel reiterated the need to defend the truth against lies and manipulation. He called for unity, clear formulation, and coordination at the time when history is being made. He advocated a battle for the truth to defeat lies on which wars of all kinds are waged against our peoples. José Ramón Machado Ventura, second secretary of the Cuban Communist Party, presided over the meeting on Monday. He highlighted the importance of the forum as an entity for the integration and expression of the left.
Bolivian President Evo Morales says that he expects a technical, legal, and non-political report of the audit made by the OAS of the October 20th presidential elections, in which he won re-election by a 10% margin, while the opposition has refused to recognize his victory. The president also said the opposition's demonstrations, which have at times turned violent, are detrimental to the country's economic growth and give a very bad image of Bolivia in the world. The opposition has rejected recognizing the results of the elections, which showed after a full count that Morales, of the Movement to Socialism, had obtained 47.08% to 36.51% for Carlos Mesa, the right-wing candidate, giving the current president re-election without the need for a second round on the basis of a 10% margin. In response to the claims of fraud by opposition parties and their supporters, the government asked the Organization of American States, along with a number of regional governments, to conduct an audit, which began last Thursday and will take approximately 2 weeks. 30 election specialists are participating in the audit.
Thousands of Iranian demonstrators have issued a statement at the end of rallies on the 40th anniversary of the former U.S. embassy takeover, branding Washington deceitful and humanity's biggest enemy. Students on Monday joined people from all backgrounds to express their opposition to America's policy of destabilizing other nations. Thousands of demonstrators gathered outside the former U.S. diplomatic mission and chanted slogans against both the United States and Israel. The demonstration was dominated by chants of death to America and death to Israel. Some of the protesters carried signs with Farsi inscriptions that started, "America is in decline and America will soon collapse." They also named the current Persian year as the year of America's decline, referring to recent remarks by leader of the Islamic Revolution Ayatollah Sayyed Ali Khamenei that the U.S. is in decline in terms of power and clout.
And you've tuned in to Radio Vancouver's English language broadcast here on FM, shortwave, and online. Now back to the news with Lena and Charles.
The president of Cuba, Miguel Díaz-Canel, attended this Monday the inauguration of the 37th edition of Havana's International Trade Fair, FIAB 2019, an event that brings together entrepreneurs from more than 50 countries along with national exhibitors. Ricardo Cabrisas, Vice President of the Council of Ministers, and Rodrigo Malmierca, Minister of Foreign Trade and Investment, accompanied the President. In welcoming the participants, Malmierca stressed that this year's fair takes place in the context of celebrations for the 500th anniversary of the founding of Havana. He also underlined the importance of the meeting in facilitating the exchange between business people and promoting new opportunities in the field of trade relations. "We will have the opportunity to exchange with business people of the world in an atmosphere of optimism in favor of the development of the economy of Cuba and other nations," added Malmierca at the opening of FIHA 2019. Malmierca affirmed the efforts of Cuba and other nations to celebrate the fair in spite of current limitations, which are a result of Washington's activation of Title III of the Helms-Burton Law and other coercive measures adopted recently by the Trump administration in its attempt to strangle the Cuban economy and to politically destabilize the island nation.
El bloqueo no solo es ilegal e inmoral.
The blockade is not only illegal and immoral, but a failed policy. This week there will be a new vote at the United Nations on the Cuban resolution demanding the end of the blockade. We are sure that once again, the international community will strongly support the resolution, and it will undoubtedly be a source of encouragement for our people. The Helms-Burton Law will never be applicable in Cuba. Its activation by the U.S. government has forced us to activate the nation's legal protection for foreign companies established in Cuba.
The White House has prohibited the federal government from financing educational and cultural exchange activities with Cuban officials and state entities, allegedly to prevent human trafficking between the two countries, this according to a memorandum sent to the State Department. The presidential measure also includes Syria, Russia, and North Korea. The document, signed by Donald Trump, says the United States will not provide assistance or allow officials or employees of the governments of Cuba, the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, Syria, and Russia to participate in educational and cultural exchange programs for the fiscal year 2020. The presidential directive makes funds for educational and cultural exchanges conditioned on compliance by these countries with what they call the Minimum Standard of Human Trafficking Elimination Act, or making significant efforts towards compliance. The White House memorandum, however, does not prevent state and local governments from continuing to hire Cuban artists or fund various types of cultural and educational exchanges with the Caribbean state. Nor does it affect private entrepreneurs who can continue to bring musicians residing in Cuba to the U.S. for concerts.
UK Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn has accused U.S. President Donald Trump of meddling in U.K. politics to get his friend, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, elected. Corbyn made the remarks in Swindon, a town in southwest England, during his campaign for a general election to be held on December 12th. Donald Trump is trying to interfere in Britain's election to get his friend Boris Johnson elected, Corbyn said on Twitter. Corbyn stated that if Trump isn't pleased with the prospect of a Labour government being elected in Britain, then he's entitled to his choice, adding that he's willing to speak with Trump in order to discuss his stance on climate change policies. Corbyn's comments came after Trump told Nigel Farage's radio show that it would be so bad if Corbyn was elected prime minister. During the radio program, the U.S. leader said, "Corbyn would be so bad for your country. He'd be so bad. He'd take you in such a bad way. He'd take you into such bad places." Jeremy Corbyn has promised to leave the European Union with a customs union, a trade agreement, and dynamic protections if he wins the election. He further promised to hold a referendum at the end of a three-month period to determine whether Britons want to leave the bloc or not.
Once more, our headlines for today.
Cuba denounces U.S. efforts to force Latin American countries to change vote on the U.N. blockade resolution.
Sao Paulo Forum Working Group meets in Havana.
Bolivian president calls for a non-political technical report on election ballot audit.
And Iranians protest on 40th anniversary of U.S. embassy takeover.